It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. This weekend, Wisconsin's wolf hunting laws are getting an update. DNR officials say new rules for wolf hunting and trapping are meant to better control where and how many wolves would be hunted in the state if another hunt should take place in the future. There is no hunt now because gray wolves in Wisconsin are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act and have been since a court decision in 2022. But if that changes again, Wisconsin law requires that the state holds a wolf hunt. Paul Smith has the latest. Paul's the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Rob. Good to talk to you.
What changes in these rules that would take effect tomorrow if there were a hunt?
One of the main changes would be a faster reporting time for wolf kills. The previous hunt was held with rules that would have allowed a hunter or a trapper to register their kill as late as 5 p.m. on the day after the kill. So in effect, more than 24 hours in many cases. The new rules will reduce that to 8 hours. And that's one of the keys that the DNR was seeking to help stay on top of the pace of these harvests or kills. What occurred in 2021 when the state licensed hunters and trappers registered 83% over their quota was there was just a flurry, a really high rate of wolf harvest taking place across the state in a short period of time, and it just went way past what was intended by the quota. So this 8 hours is seen to, as a positive by wildlife managers to help control that. Also, the zones have been modified a little bit, and it creates some subzones around American Indian reservations in the state to help provide a little more protection for wolves that might reside at least part of their time on the reservations.
Now, people might look at this and say, okay, because of this federal court ruling, there is no hunt. Why are we even bothering with these rules? What is leading the DNR to put these rules in place for this hunt that as of now isn't happening?
These rules were approved by the Natural Resources Board in October of 2023, so 2 years ago, and they were put before the board at the same time the DNR was updating its wolf management plan. The wolf management plan had not been really addressed since 2007, and in fact the document that was in place was created in 1999, and over that time our wolf population in the state had really changed, had increased. You know, that's one of the main stories here, Rob, is mm-hmm. that this wolf population and wolf the increase is regarded as a wildlife success story overall. But it's one of the most controversial species out there. So it continues to generate debate about how it should be managed or stewarded. And in October of 2023, the DNR came forward with a new management plan. It had a couple of things that generated controversy. And one was it no longer had a specific population target for wolves. The previous one had set it at 350. And this new plan goes by something called adaptive management. And it would, instead of trying to keep the wolves at a specific number, it would go for more of a range. And the range that the department put into the plan was one more about what we're seeing now with wolves in the state, which is somewhere around 1,200 wolves, but a range around that. And some groups were pushing to keep that 350 number. Any case, these rules that were approved in October of 2023 were to help the DNR execute this new management plan. The plan went into effect immediately because the legislature does not have control over such plans. That's a DNR and the Natural Resources Board. Administrative rules like the ones that we're talking about now that will go into effect November 1st are subject to legislative review. And the legislature had held these up for 2 years, essentially. And a Supreme Court decision this year helped sort of clarify that the legislature can certainly review things, but they can't indefinitely, you know, suspend such action. So this happened in many, many different places, but in state government, but there's been a flurry of rules being published as a result of that Supreme Court hearing. And the DNR did go back to the Senate committee that was most involved in these wolf rules. And eventually there were no changes asked for in the final communications. And the DNR was able to publish this package of rules, which really was, it dates back to October 2023. And they'll just go into effect November 1st. As you state, there is no wolf hunt because the wolf is protected at this point by federal Endangered Species Act. But the DNR really wanted to get these in place so that if the wolf is removed from those federal protections, they've got a solid framework in place to hold the next wolf hunting and trapping season.
Paul Smith is with us, outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at new rules for a wolf hunt in Wisconsin. Should it happen again? If there were a wolf hunt, it would start, I believe, Paul, tomorrow, right? That is what the state law requires, the first Saturday of November, which is tomorrow, if that federal protection were to go away.
Yeah, the rules, that it would start, and it's important to for your listeners to know also that the DNR is required to hold a wolf hunting and trapping season if the species is under state management. That was a state law passed in 2012. And the word in there is shall, not should
or may
could.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, it's the DNR shall hold a hunt. And so they're required to do it. It doesn't say how many they would target in a hunt, you know, what sort of quota they would set, but it's that they shall hold a hunt. And it's a very important legal term. And it's the one that really was at the crux of that February 2021 hunt and trapping season, the last one the state held. Because a lawsuit, the DNR, after the species was removed from federal protections, but it happened in winter, and the DNR wanted to wait until the following fall to initiate the next hunting and trapping season, and they were sued to do it faster, and the lawsuit prevailed, and the DNR had to hold it on a shortened time frame in February. And it's one of the reasons why these new rules were so important to the DNR to get put in place.
Let's look to the federal level now, because things have changed and been back and forth over the years. Currently, after that court decision, gray wolf in Wisconsin protected under the Endangered Species Act. We've got bills from Wisconsin's Tom Tiffany in the House, Senator Ron Johnson seeking to overturn that. Senator Tammy Baldwin also a couple years back introduced legislation to delist the gray wolf in Wisconsin. I believe there's some court challenges going on now. What are you watching for at the federal level that could flip us back to having a wolf hunt in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think we have to watch those two bills, certainly, in Congress. They have an important aspect, and that is they both would remove judicial review, meaning that if the wolf were removed from the protections of the Endangered Species Act, that a lawsuit by, say, wolf supporters could not overturn that. So those two bills, those are pretty strong medicine. And people who would like to see wolves managed, meaning have open hunting and trapping seasons and allow lethal control around livestock operations, for instance, they have become increasingly frustrated by lawsuits that remove state management of these wolves and the opportunity to trap and remove wolves that may be, preying on cattle. So those are the two things that I'm really looking at of those bills in Congress. Also, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is appealing the decision. And so there could be action on that front. And there's also there's been talk about including a delisting in certain budgetary mechanisms in Congress. And so those type of things could just present themselves rather suddenly. And whether that could actually happen or it's just more just people are just talking about it as one possible creative avenue to explore, I don't know. But we should be watching for this. And I think the DNR is actually, things, if the wolf were to be removed from protections, I think they're ready now to move quickly to hold a season, even if it were to happen, I'm going to say next month or sometime later this year, they probably would try to spring into action.
Paul, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
That's Paul Smith, outdoors editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about new rules changes to Wisconsin's wolf regulations and how a hunt would be managed if, as we were just hearing, if federal protections were overturned for the gray wolf in Wisconsin. A federal law will give tax credits to people who donate to certain types of school programs. The Evers administration says Wisconsin won't sign on. We get two perspectives.
There's a lot of freedom that you could take it in, a multitude of different directions.
Beware of a Trojan horse that is promising states flexibility and benefits.
That's next on Wisconsin Today.